Let's Rewind, the podcast, and my name is Brian.
And I'm Nicole.
And we're here to talk about things, film, art, and culture as they pertain to Billings, Montana. Nicole, how was your weekend?
It was a great weekend. Started off in a beautiful way with a great film.
A beautiful weekend in the rain.
That's true. Exactly. It was a little snowy for my taste this weekend, but...
So we're going to get into it, but as always, the first things we need to know are the three things happening at Art House in the Babcock that you need to know about. So first thing you need to know about is that we are finally opening Civil War here at Art House. It is one of the more anticipated films of the spring, and it's from director Alex Garland, who did films like Ex Machina and Annihilation and Men. So... someone that's been around Art House quite a few times. Ex Machina was like one of the first big films that Art House ever played. So we love him here. We stan him. And we're glad to have this film open. Also, we will be having this weekend two big films at the Babcock. First one is on Friday. We have the 50th anniversary of Mel Brooks's Blazing Saddles. It's a classic for a reason, so do check it out on the big screen. It's a lot of fun to see on the big screen, I think. So, and also this weekend, we will be having a double feature of sort of a garbage day sort of double feature with Ed Wood, which is Tim Burton's film from 1994, so it's 30 years old this year. It's got Johnny Depp playing Ed Wood, who is known as one of the worst filmmakers of all time. And then we were following that up with his biggest flop, Plan 9 from Outer Space. So you get a little bit of a backstory into what you're getting into, and then you get to see the film that came out of that. And we're only going to charge $1 for it because...
$1.
Because it's garbage day, we probably don't need to charge full price for it.
Good
$1, and you can see one of the worst films ever made. If you only stay for half of it, you're still...
Don't overpay for your garbage, people.
Exactly. So, over at Art House, though, we are also holding on to a film that you and I watched on Friday. It's Wicked Little Letters. This is a British film. It's got Olivia Colman and Jesse Buckley in the lead role. Nicole, give a little backstory of what the movie is about.
Yeah, so character Edith is, and some other people in town are receiving some wicked little letters. And while hilarious, there's a lot of profanity and foul-mouthed language in there. And it's just disturbing, and it's just rocking Edith's world, and they're looking to get to the bottom of it. And in the middle of this beautiful film is just a lovely display of women supporting women and also standing up for what's right. And you're going to get just a little bit of every feeling that you can feel. You feel some strong emotions, of sadness, and you're feeling bad for some of the characters as they kind of walk through what's going on in their lives. But then at the same time, you're going to get a real good laugh. I've been joking all weekend about how it was probably good I was alone in the theater with Brian, because I laughed out loud so obnoxiously multiple times. So definitely not to be missed.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's the fun sort of irreverence where, you know, it's profane, but it doesn't go too far by any means. I mean, like you said, you're laughing at the profanity, partially because of the accents, and partially because of the word choices. I feel that it's a proper kind of profanity,
but it catches you off guard and it just sends you rolling.
So that's where a lot of the humor derives from, is just the letters and the situation itself. It is based on a true story, which I don't know much of the backstory of this. I don't know how true to it they stayed, but it's a lot of fun, and it is a sort of film that, you know, we at Art House know that there's the little old lady films that we have that you know, we're glad to show those to that audience, but it's usually you and I are like, I don't get it. But this is one that I feel like fits into that little old lady film camp, but everyone on staff is real excited to see it.
You bet. I thoroughly enjoyed this film. You know, you get a little bit of mystery and suspense, but it's still lighthearted. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you kind of go through all the emotions. You know, at certain points, you're angry at mm-hmm. specifically Olivia Colman's character, Edith, and there's likable, you know, traits in all of these characters, but then also there's spins that you're like, mm-hmm. wait, hold up, you know. So it was really fun and held my attention all the way through.
Yeah, and I'll go as far to say that, you know, there was part of me that's like, okay, this feels pretty formulaic. I know how this is going to go, and I did not predict the twist like I thought I would. I thought, oh, I know who it is. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't. Yeah, so I was pleasantly surprised by that.
Yeah, well written script and just overall super fun film.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, we have that at least another week. So do yourself a favor, check it out. It's a ton of fun. It is fun for, I'd say, most ages, maybe like, you know, tweens and unders, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
I mean,
not,
I have a 15-year-old, and I would have brought her only because at this age she's heard every word in
exactly.
the book. So, you know, we don't encourage it, but, you know, their accents, like Brian said, make it just, you know, it's just makes it more fun. And yeah, I definitely think it's teenager friendly.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's a big recommendation from Nicole. So mm-hmm. go check it out. It is a lot of fun. And like I said, we'll have it at least another week. I wouldn't be surprised if we have it a third week as well. Other than that, do yourself a favor. Come on down to the theater. Have a bite. Check out any of the films that we have. And maybe look into a membership because, you know, we've got Membership May coming up very soon.
Yeah, you know, all of our memberships come with amazing perks. Depending on the level, you're going to see free tickets come your way. If you go up into our VIP level membership, which we call kind of our donor circle, you're going to even get tickets to hand out to friends and family so that they can come enjoy a film right alongside you and not have to pay anything. And yeah, come on down, have a glass of wine, check out what we've got for membership, and just enjoy your time.
Yeah, absolutely. And then with summer coming up, once school gets out, we got lots of big movies coming to Babcock over the summer. So yeah, get in early and you'll be all set for all that. So again, thanks so much for tuning in, and we will do this again next week. Nicole, we don't have you on very often.
No,
glad you joined me.
It was
today.
A pleasure. Thanks, Ben.
All right. And you all have a great rest of your day.